I hope you brothers and sisters will remember the chorus. Many are called, few are chosen.
各位呢都是记得我们这两晚所学的短歌，就是呢多人被召，被召的人多，选选的人少。
Let us sing once more.
让我们再唱多一次。
Many are called, few are chosen.
中文
This class teaches us.We should pay attention to others too, not only your own spiritual benefits.
呢首嘅短歌不单止系教导我哋要顾念自己，亦都要顾念到其他人嘅利益。
So may God help us. Let us remember that our Lord tells us clearly in the Bible, there are many called, only a few will be chosen.
神帮助我哋咧，好清楚咁知道咧，圣经里面话俾我哋听，被召嘅人多，选上嘅人少。
Although our Lord tells us so clearly in the Bible, however, the church today forgets all about such a warning.
虽然圣经是这么清楚地讲给我们听，但今天的教会很多人都忘记了这个这样的警告。
Tonight, we just sang the chorus from Matthew chapter 6, verses 33.
我们今晚是刚才唱了这个马太福音第六章三十三节那首短歌。
However, I believe most brothers and sisters, you do not realize the seriousness of this verse.
但我相信呢，很多弟兄姊妹都不明白到这一句圣经的严重性。
And many of you might not know what does it mean, seek first his kingdom.
或者很多都不明白到什么叫做先求他的国。
Especially in Chinese, we translate as, ask first.However, original means seek, looking for, find out some way, and try to work on it.
在中文呢，我们翻译到是先求，原文应该说呢，我们首先第一个步骤去求，去找寻。
Seek first his kingdom. This is the condition, and the promise is all these things shall be added to you.
先求他的国，国，这个呢，就是这个条件。然后呢，所有的东西都会加给我们。
Do you know, although our Lord Jesus Christ gave us such clear teaching in the Bible, however, the church today forget all about or are ignorant about it entirely.
虽然呢，主耶稣基督在圣经给我们这么清楚的教训，但今天的教会呢，对这件的真理呢，是完全都是忽略。
Brother, sister, do you know why our Lord created this earth?
弟兄姊妹，知唔知道神点解系创造咗呢个地球呢
？Why did our Lord create us？
神点解要创造我哋呢
？Why he had to die for us？
点解佢要为我哋而死呢
？Why he had to regenerate us？
点解佢要使我哋重生呢
？Why he has done so much for us？
点解要为我哋做咁多嘅事情呢
？Why he has prepared so much blessings for us？
点解要为我哋预备咁多嘅祝福呢
？Why he is going to rapture us？
点解佢要提我哋呢？
Why he is going to land on Mount Olive one day?
点解佢有一日会喺橄榄山上面系降落呢
？All these things, nothing else, but for his kingdom.
所有呢个事情都系为着佢嘅国度嘅缘故。
For his kingdom only.
唯有为着佢嘅国度。
Now this is something we do not realize.
呢一点系我哋好多都唔知道嘅。
You know, when you are walking stairways, you usually won't look at your feet. You would look ahead. Is that true?
通常呢，我哋上楼梯或者落楼梯嘅时候呢，都唔会睇住我哋嘅脚，我只系望住前面就上啦。
If you pay attention to your own feet, probably you will be stumbled.
如果你自己睇住自己嘅脚嘅时候呢，可能或者会跌倒都唔定。
You may go back and try.
你唔信咧，你翻去试下。
Usually we know, we would look ahead. We won't look at our feet.
通常我哋好自然咁样望住前面啲梯级就上，唔会睇住自己只脚嘅。
And this is something exactly what our church are doing now, looking at our own feet, and we won't look ahead.
呢个就系今日教会所做嘅事情，睇住我哋自己嘅脚，唔会向前头而望。
Believe me or not, even you pay attention to your spiritual growth, still selfish.
随你信唔信都好啦，就算对我哋嘅属灵嘅长进嚟睇咧，我哋自己都非常自私嘅。
Because we do not know, we think we should make ourselves very spiritual, very mature, and so forth.
我哋个个都想自己咧成为非常之属灵嘅人。
Unconsciously.We are nourishing ourselves.
但不知不觉之中呢，我哋只不过系滋润嗰个自我。
Then you might say, how? Then what kind of way? We won't nourish ourselves. We will really follow the Lord.
你就话再问我点样做法先至唔会滋润我哋自我嗰个自我咧，而系为咗神嚟滋润我哋自己呢
？The only way is looking forward.
唯一嘅方法就向前而仰望。
Looking for what?
望乜嘢呢
？For His kingdom.
仰望佢嘅国度。
When you have such kind of aim before you, and you are looking for that aim, and you are working for that aim, I guarantee you, your spiritual life will grow.
如果你面前系一个目标，咁样嘅目标，而你又努力咁向住呢个目标而走嘅时候咧，我相信你嘅属灵生命一定会有所长进。
So tonight, we are going to study how important the truth of kingdom is.
今晚我哋就会研究到国度嘅重要性。
And by studying this truth, we may understand the importance of kingdom. And by God's grace, we may be able to turn our eyes unto the kingdom only.
当我哋研究呢啲真理嘅时候，如果神嘅恩典，我哋明白到国度究竟系咩意思，我哋就可以向住国度而仰望。
The term kingdom to some of our brothers and sisters might not too familiar.
或者对我们当中的弟兄姊妹来讲，国度这个词，这个名字呢，不是那么熟悉。
Yet in fact, this should be very familiar to you.
但实际上呢，这个名字对你来讲应该非常的熟悉的。
Not only Matthew 6:33 tells us,
不单止在马太福音六章三十三节那句话给我们听，
All of us know the Lord's Prayer.
我哋个个都知道主祷文啦。
And in Lord's Prayer, there is one sentence, "Thy kingdom come."
喺呢个主祷文里边咧，有一句嘅说话就咁讲：愿你的国降临。
Although Chinese translation only one word here, but really in Chinese, 国度 in English means kingdom.
英文嘅 kingdom 咧，中文应该咧，呢处咧写一个字，但应该写为国度降临。
So, however, what does that mean, kingdom, kingdom?
咁究竟国度国度系乜嘢意思呢
？We read from history, we found out many kingdoms in the ancient time.
我哋读历史嘅时候咧，发觉喺古前咧有好多唔同嘅国家。
Now, what really it means, about your kingdom before us?
究竟乜嘢叫做国度在我哋前头呢
？But in order to know it in detail.We have to turn to the Bible.
如果我哋要细心去研究嘅话咧，我哋就要查考圣经啦。
According to your outline, the first outline in your program.
而喺我哋嘅秩序表里边咧，我哋第一个嘅大纲咧，就系我哋今日所讲噶啦。
Last night we would rather have an introduction for our serious meeting.
昨晚嘅講道咧，只不過係一年幾晚講道嘅一個嘅介紹。
Yeah, just let us know why the subject about kingdom and its person is so important.
讓我哋明白同埋知道國度與人才係幾咁重要。
So tonight we start to study this the topic, kingdom and its person.
今晚我哋就開始研究呢個題目，國度與人才。
Now, so we are going to study what is kingdom.
我哋今晚就要研究到乜嘢叫做国度。
I don't know why this this truth from the beginning recorded in the Bible, the church have been neglecting all the time.
我唔知点解呢样嘅真理一早已经记载喺圣经里边，但系教会一直都系忽略咗佢。
Look at Genesis chapter 1.
请我掀开去创世纪第一章
26-28.
第二十六同埋二十八两节。
Genesis chapter 1:26-28.
创世纪第一章二十六节同埋二十八节。
Here says.Then God said, Let us make man in our image, according to our likeness. Now why God had to make man in their image and according to their likeness? The following statement tells us.
第十六节咁讲，神说，我们要照着我们的形象，按着我们的样式做人。点解神话要按着佢哋嘅形象同埋佢样式嚟做人呢？以下嗰句咧就俾我一个答案。
Why He created us human beings? I mean, so particular.
点解佢要咁着重歧视咁嚟创造人呢
？Why He cannot why He could not create us just other animal?
点解佢唔好似创造其他动物咁样嚟创造我哋呢
？And following statement tells us why.
跟住嗰句说话就话俾我哋听点解
？And let Him rule over the fish.Of the sea and over the birds of the sky and so forth.
呢度话咧，使他们管理海里的鱼、空中的鸟同埋以下嘅嘢。
In other words, why he had to make us so particularly because he wanted us to reign over his creation.
点解佢要咁着重其事嚟创造我哋呢？因为佢想我哋系管理佢嘅创造。
So 28 says, and God blessed them, and God said to them, "Be fruitful and multiply."And fill the earth and subdue it and rule over the fish of the sea and so forth.
所以第二十八节呢，神就赐福给他们，又对他们说：要生养众多，遍满地面，治理这地，也要管理海里的鱼、空中的鸟同埋其他。
These two verses before us give us clear indication the purpose of God created us, not just for us to go to heaven.
呢两句喺我哋面前嘅话语，好清楚咁俾我哋睇到，神创造我哋嘅目的，唔系就要我哋系上去天堂咁简单。
Since our Christianity has been influenced by foreign religions in early time，
自喺早期嘅基督教咧，已经受到一个外邦嘅宗教所影响。
And the missionaries from Westland, they came to our country and preach the gospel to us, so we just accept from what they preached to us.
当西方嘅宣教士嚟到我哋国家，系传道俾我哋听嘅时候咧，我哋就接受咗佢哋所传嘅。
They themselves did not realize Christianity has been influenced or perverted by foreign religions already.
呢啲嘅宣教士佢哋自己都唔清楚，原来早期嘅基督教咧已经被外邦嘅宗教所影响、所渗透。
So what they taught us, believing in Jesus Christ.Then you will go to heaven.
所以他们所传讲的就是信耶稣你就可以上天堂。
But really, Bible didn't tell us this way.
实际上圣经没这样告诉我们。
Bible only tells us God created us with the purpose that we are going to reign over his creation.
圣经告诉我们神创造我们的目的就要我们管理他所创造的万物。
And because of this kind of purpose,He had to create us, as the Bible tells us, in their image and according to their likeness.
因为有咁样嘅目的嘅缘故咧，所以圣经就话俾我哋听，佢要照着佢哋嘅形象同埋佢嘅样式咁嚟做我哋。
Talking about human being situation now,
我睇睇现在人类嘅境况。
I often would think that.I think if I'm God, I would kick the earth away long time ago.
我就咁样谂法。假如我系神嘅话咧，我老早就踢咗地球老远去啦。
And I often think why God would be so patient towards us?
我成日都奇怪神点解会对我哋咁容忍呢
？No, the reason is just because we were created in their image.
个原因就系咧，我哋系照着佢嘅形象而做嘅。
According to their likeness.
照着他们的样式而做的。
The word image and likeness here, there are many interpretations.
以前所講的形象和樣式呢，有很多不同的解法。
But according to its original meaning,
但照著原文的解釋呢，
image entirely means external likeness.
形象的意思就是外表的相似。
Image, you know, some kind of idol, we can name them as image too.
有些的偶像呢，我們可以叫它做形象的。
If that idol is Guan Gong, that means it looks like a Guan Gong.
如果這個偶像是關公的話，它就好像關公那樣的模像。
So image really external likeness.
所以形象的意思就好像外表的形象。
And the word likeness in the Old Testament, two-thirds, referring to external likeness. Only one-third may refer to internal likeness.
在舊約裏面呢，大概有三分之二的樣式這個字眼呢，都是形容外表的形象，只有三分之一呢，是形容裏面的形象。
So in other words, from these two words, we realize God created us something like Him externally.
所以从这两个字的意思来看呢，神创造我们呢，外表有祂的形象。
Why?
为什么
呢？ If you study carefully, you will find it. Just because He wants us to reign over His creation, so He has to create us even externally, similarly.
当我们研究圣经的时候，我们看到呢，因为神要我们掌管祂的创造的时候呢，所以祂创造我们的时候呢，已有祂的形象。
However, you will realize, here says, our image, that is not good English.
也许呢，我看到照着我们的形象，似乎呢，文化上不是那么好。
Our image should be white. Our images,
英文呢就冇將呢一個嘅形象呢係寫到眾數咁樣，中文呢就冇特別嘅指出。
Why? Because among God only one person has image, so although they use our, they can only use singular image.
雖然喺神呢只有一位呢係有形象，但佢哋只能夠用係一個形象啫。
God is the revealer, 启示者。
神是启示者。
Our Lord Jesus Christ is the revelation.
而我们的主耶稣基督就是这个的启示。
Then Holy Spirit is the revealer. That means make the objective blessing to be our subjective blessing.
圣灵呢就是要将这个的佢客观的恩典成为我们主观的祝福的显示。
So among them, only our Lord Jesus Christ had an external image.
所以在神的三位一体当中，三位呢只有耶稣基督才有一个外表的形象在这
里。In other words, here tells us, God created us according to His revelation.
用一句话来讲呢，神创造我们呢是照着祂的启示而创造的。
Therefore, when Jesus came to this world, He had the same kind of image as we had.
所以当耶稣基督来到这个世界上的时候呢，祂的形象好像我们形象那样。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because He wants us to be His Christ Junior.
因为祂想我们成为祂的小基督。
So you will realize, see, as human beings,Even our external likeness is from heaven.
所以我们应该知道呢，虽然我们是人类，但我们外表的形象呢，都是由天上而来的。
Some people might say, well, if that case, why we are so ugly?
有些人或者会问，如果是这样的缘故，为什么我们这么丑怪的呢？
I believe at the beginning not so ugly.
我相信呢，起初的时候我们不是这么丑怪的。
Ugly given by our sins.
这个丑怪的形象呢，因为罪的缘故。
So, Bible tells us, one day we are going to be changed.
所以圣经告诉我们，有一天我们将会改变。
Praise the Lord.
我实在要赞你主。
From very beginning, he has an idea of kingdom in his mind.
在起初的时候，他的心目之中就已经有国度咁嘅概念啦。
He created us in his image, according to his likeness, just for his kingdom.
他是知道他的形象，知道他的样式来创造我们，完全都是为了他的国度的缘故。
Not only the purpose of our Lord creating us this way,
不但只神创造我们的目的是这样。
If you read the New Testament, you will find out the subject of John Baptist's preaching and even our Lord's preaching, all for the sake of kingdom.
当我们研究新约的时候，我们看到司浸约翰和我们主耶稣基督所传讲的都是关于同一样的题目。
Look at Matthew chapter 3, when?
再见，我们看一看马利福音第三章第一节
1 and 2
和第二节。
Matthew chapter 3, when tells us John the Baptist came and preached.
马太福音第三章第一节话俾我听，有司浸约翰呢出嚟喺旷野嗰处传道。
Verse 2 says, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand."
第二节话天国近了，你们应当悔改。
He doesn't say, "Repent, for otherwise you will go to hell."
佢冇话到咧，你们不悔改时候，你们就要落地狱了。
He said, "Repent. Why you have to repent? For the kingdom of heaven is at hand."
他说你们应当悔改，为什么呢？因为天国近了。
Our Lord, especially our Lord, he preached a lot evangelistic messages. However, the Bible records his topic.
我们的主耶稣讲了很多福音性的题目，圣经都记载到他所讲的。
Now, his topic is recorded in Mark 1:15.
他所讲的题目呢，是记载在马可福音第一章第十五节。
Here says, "The time is fulfilled and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe in the gospel."
你说耶稣基督说，一期满了，神的国近了，你们当悔改，信福音。
Our Lord preached this kind of message again and again when he was in this world.
我们的主在这个世界上面的时候呢，一次又一次这样传讲这个这样的道。
He tells us why he had to preach on repentance and believing in Jesus in the gospel, because the kingdom of God is at hand.
在这个福音书里面讲给我们听，我们为什么要悔改和相信福音，因为天国近了。
Even after his resurrection, Acts 1 tells us what he was discussing with his disciples.
甚至在他复活之后呢，在《使徒行传》第一章的时候告诉我们听，基督和他门徒所讲的题目是什么。
He discussed this topic with his disciples for 40 days.
他和他的门徒呢，讲了这个题目有40多日之久。
Acts 1:3.To these, he also presented himself alive after his suffering, by many convincing proofs, appearing to them over a period of 40 days, and speaking of things concerning the kingdom of God.
使徒行传第一章第三节嗰处话，他被害之后，用许多的凭据，将自己活活的显给使徒看，四十天之久向他们显现，讲说神国的事。
Although it is true, in the epistles, we cannot see.This can term too much as a word of kingdom.
没错，在使徒的书信里面呢，关于神的国度这样的字眼呢，我们很少见到。
But we see many synonyms there.
但我们在里面呢，见到很多的同义词。
For instance, eternal life, even the term eternal life, you will find that in the epistles.
比如呢，永生呢个咁嘅词语呢，我哋喺书信使徒嘅书信里边咧见到好多次。
那for instance, Galatians chapter 6。
比如呢，喺呢个加拉太书第六章嗰处
，verse 8，
第八节。
Galatians 6:8，
加拉太书第六章第八节。
For the one who sows for his own flesh shall from the flesh reap corruption, But if one who sows to the Spirit shall from the Spirit reap eternal life.
信着情欲杀种的，必从情欲收败坏；信着圣灵杀种的，必从圣灵收永生。
Here the term eternal life certainly now referring to God's gift.
这是所讲的永生，当然不是讲神的恩赐。
But referring to reign with Christ.
那是指与基督一同作王。
So in epistles, sometimes use the word hope, sometimes use the word inheritance, and sometimes even just frankly use the word crown.
所以在书信里面呢，有时候呢他们会用盼望，有时呢是会用产业，有时呢会用是冠冕。
All these synonyms in the epistles give us even more in detail about Lord's kingdom.
在书信里面所给我们这么多的同义词呢，给我们更加清楚知道主所讲的国度是怎样。
So in other words, I just want you, brothers, sisters, realize, to reign with Christ, this is something in God's mind God would never forget.
换句话来讲，与主一同作王呢，这个意念呢，在神的心目里面呢，已经很久很久了。
No matter who you are, as long as you are man,I have to tell you, brothers and sisters, God has hope upon you, and He wants you to reign with Him.
不论你是哪一个，只要你是人的话，神在你的身上面就有一个盼望，祂想你将来一日与祂一同作王。
Because this is why He created us.
因为祂为了这个目的是创造我们。
Now certainly, probably some of you will have questions why He had to create us to reign with Him.
或者有些人会问这个问题，为什么祂要创造我们与祂一同作王呢？
And let me see, probably one night in our outline, I will answer you in detail.
或者另外一晚呢，我会在我的大纲写详细咁嚟答呢个问题。
When I'm going to answer you that question, another question will be also solved. That is, why God would not create us as a machine? Then we won't have freed will to sin.
当我答嗰个问题嘅时候咧，就会亦都解答咗另外一个问题。这个问题就系点解神咧唔会创造我哋好似机器咁样？咁咧我哋就会有唔会有呢个自由选择嘅权利？咁我就唔会犯罪啦。
Tonight, certainly we have no time to go there, but I want you to realize, oh how I wish God would unlock your eyes to let you see how precious, how honorable you are as human beings.
今晚没有时间研究这个问题，但我何等是盼望神给你看得到呢，你是何等在神面前是何等的宝贵，是何等的荣耀。
Even your external likeness came from God.
甚至我们外表的形象都是由神而来的。
Although nowadays our figure is so ugly, so awful, but one day,When the thing I'm tied done away with, then our feature, our external likeness will be restored.
虽然我们今天的外表容貌是这么美观，但有一天当罪恶完全被消灭除去的时候，我们的容貌就会完全改观了。
However, if you want to have such kind of thing happen to you, something you have to fulfill.
如果你想这件事情在你身上发生的时候，首先一件事要成就先。
Our Lord came to this world just because of that.
我们主耶稣来到这个世界上面就为了这个原因而来。
He wants to redeem us in order we will be able to be restored.
他想救赎我们，使我们能够恢复我们自己的形象。
So, when he was in this world, he preached,In Mark 1:15 says, The kingdom of God is at hand. Repent ye and believe the gospel.
所以当我们的主在世界上的时候，他是传讲这个这样的道，神的国近了，你们当悔改信福音。
Now, I do not know how many of you brothers and sisters, when you read this verse, you have some question.
我不知道有多少弟兄姊妹，当你读一句圣经的时候，你会有一个问题。
The question is, our Lord said, the kingdom is at hand. However, after he has made such statement, almost 2,000 years gone by, yet, where is the kingdom of God?
这个问题就是说，我们的主在说，神的国已经近了，但他说这个说话之后，已经有2000年的时间，但是 神嘅国喺边一处呢？
Does it mean our Lord made some mistake？
系咪话我哋嘅主讲错说话呢？
Probably some of you know, you know, some Bible interpreters they would say, "Oh, Jesus made some kind of mistake," because at the time when he came to this world, he thought the Jewish people would welcome him, will accept him, and will let him establish his kingdom.
相信当中有啲兄姊妹或者会听过有啲所谓圣经学者，佢哋话呢，耶稣基督当日讲呢句说话嘅时候呢，佢以为呢，佢嚟到呢个世界上嘅时候，以色列人呢就会欢迎佢，会接受佢，系让佢喺呢个地上呢，建立佢嘅王国。
How did he know he was rejected by Jewish people? So he had no choice. He had to change his visible kingdom into invisible kingdom.
耶稣基督点知道佢嚟到嘅时候咧，以色列人会啊拒绝佢咧，所以佢系要将呢个能见嘅国度咧，系改为一个不能见嘅国度。
Now, if this is the way, then our Lord not too much better than what we are.
事实如果是这样的话，我们的主不会比我们大得多。
He even did not know whether the Jewish people would accept him or not.
他甚至连到以色列人究竟要不要接受他都不知道。
Certainly we believe such kind of interpretation is from humans not know whether the Jewish people would accept him or not.
他甚至连到以色列人究竟要不要接受他都不知道。
Certainly, we believe such kind of interpretation is from humans' make up.
我相信呢啲圣经学者所讲嘅论调咧，都由自己嘅思想而嚟嘅。
We have to find out why our Lord said that way.
我哋要明白到我哋嘅主点解会咁样讲呢？
He said the kingdom of God is at hand. See, at hand. Where after he made such a statement.It might take 50 years or 100 years, even 200 years. We would admit, oh, that the 200 years to our Lord is just at hand.
你知道我们主耶稣基督说神的国近了，他说完这句话之后呢，10年、20年、50年甚至是200年呢，对我们的主来说呢，都是近了。
But now, almost 2,000 years gone by, what does he mean? The kingdom of God is at hand.
但是时至今日已经过了2000年咁耐啦，究竟要讲天国近了系乜嘢意思呢？
Oh, some people said, well, that just means of a church. He referred to a church as the kingdom of God.
有啲人就会话，佢所讲嘅神嘅国咧，就系指着教会而讲嘅。
Because the Bible often said, we as believers, he transferred us from the kingdom of darkness.Into the kingdom of brightness.
在圣经里面时时都讲到呢，佢将我哋从黑暗嘅国度呢，系转移到光明嘅国度里面。
For instance, Colossians 1:13 says so.
例如喺呢个哥罗西书第一章第十三节嗰处咁讲。
Colossians 1:13,
哥罗西书第一章第十三节。
For he delivered us from the domain of darkness and transferred us to the kingdom of his beloved Son.
他救了我们脱离黑暗的权势，把我们迁到他爱子的国里。
Yeah, he tells us we were transferred into the kingdom of heaven.
呢句话俾我听，我哋搬到去呢个国度嗰处。
Now, if that is the way, church, not the church today, is the kingdom of heaven, then what good for that kingdom of heaven?
如果咁讲啊，今日嘅教会就系呢个国度嘅时候咧，咁呢个国度又有咩用呢
？You know the situation of church today。
我相信你哋知道今日教会嘅情况系点样。
If the kingdom of heaven just like a church today, I would say I do not like that kingdom of God too much。
如果神的国度呢，好像今天教会的情况这样的时候呢，我就不喜欢神的国度了。
Not only this way, but in the Bible we also find out something. First, you know Lord's Prayer. Lord's Prayer is a prayer for us, even today. And Lord asks us to pray, Thy kingdom come.
不单止这样，圣经里面也都告诉我们，告诉我们， 主教导我们的指导文呢，是为我们而教的，也都是为今日而教的。他告诉我们，要我们祈求神的国降临。
If our Lord's kingdom is here already, and he asked us to pray about it, now that is something nonsense.
如果神的国度已经在地上的时候，他又教我们求神的国降临呢，那不是很荒谬？
In fact, the Bible tells us, the time of our Lord's kingdom coming will be only after the second trumpet, after the seventh trumpet.
而实际上咧，圣经话俾我听，神嘅国降临嘅时候咧，系过咗第二个嘅号，第七个嘅号，号同之后。
Look at Revelation chapter 11。
我睇睇启示录第十一章
，verse 15。
启示录第十一章第十五节。
Here says, and the seventh angel sounded, and there arose loud voices in heaven saying, the kingdom of the world has become the kingdom of our Lord and of his Christ, and he will reign forever and ever.
第七位天使吹号，天上就有大声音说，世上的国胜了我主和主基督的国，他要作王直到永永远远。
So here tells us, actually,Our Lord's kingdom will only come after the seventh trumpet.
即是话俾我哋听，我哋主嘅国呢系喺第七个号吹咗之后先至降临嘅。
Now then we have problem.
咁而家我哋就有问题啦。
What is the problem?
问题喺边处呢
？Bible contradicts itself.
好似圣经里边咧自相矛盾啦。
On one hand, it says the kingdom of God is here.
一方面佢话咧，天国近了。
On the other hand, says the kingdom will come after the seventh trumpet。
而另外一方面咧，佢话天国咧喺第七个号吹咗之后先降临。
Some people say, Revelation was written by John, and gospels were written by the apostles.
咁有人就会话咧，呢个启示录系由约翰所写嘅，其他福音书又由其他使徒所写嘅。
So they contradict themselves。
所以佢哋自己自相矛盾咧，系无可避免噶啦。
Now we understand, even in our Lord's words, our Lord won't contradict himself。
我哋都知道咧，我哋主所讲嘅说话咧，从来唔会有矛盾嘅。
However, in his statement, we did find a contradiction.
但是他在他所讲的说话里面，我们曾经是发现有一些矛盾。
Here, some principle we should always remember. Whenever we find a kind of contradiction in the Bible, now let us remember.
当我们在圣经里面发觉有一些所谓矛盾的时候，我们要采用这个这样的原则。
In the ancient time, words were limited.
在古时呢，系字呢唔系好多
，and even terms were limited，
甚至词语都唔系好多。
For this reason, a word or a term may have a few meanings or may have a few aspects of meanings。
因此，一个字或者一个词语呢，有可能有好多嘅意思或者好多方面嘅解法。
If we want to know Bible, we have to know this principle。
如果我哋要认识圣经嘅时候，我哋一定要认识呢一个咁嘅原则。
Otherwise, you will have misinterpretation.
或者我哋就会误解圣经。
Believe it or not, in the Bible, some words have more than 10 meanings.
信唔信由得你？圣经里面有啲字咧，有超过十个嘅意思嘅。
A term has 3 or 4 meanings, very common.
一个词语有三四个意思咧，系好普遍嘅事。
So this is same thing. Kingdom of God, Kingdom of Heaven.And the kingdom of God is here, or kingdom of God in time to come. All these things depend on the different aspects of meanings.
所以我们看到这些词语讲到天国近了，天国将要来了，神的国或者天国这些字眼，他们都有不同的看法。
How are we going to explain this kind of situation?
咁我哋对呢啲咁嘅情况点样去解释呢
？In fact, this is very simple.
實際上呢件事非常簡單。
If you know or if you read history, especially ancient history,
如果你係讀歷史、研究歷史或者古代嘅歷史嘅時候呢
，you will realize a new dynasty came in, needed a long time of preparation. New dynasty.
哦，當一個新嘅朝代嚟到嘅時候呢，佢有好多嘅預備先得嘅。
After a long period of preparation, then the realization of that new dynasty will be there.
經過一段長時間嘅準備之後呢，這個新嘅朝代呢就會實現啦。
Even in the Bible, David's dynasty, David prepared for a long time.
甚至在聖經裡面講到大衛的朝代呢，大衛也需要一段很長的時間的預備。
So this is the same thing in the Bible.
所以聖經裡面同樣是這樣。
Kingdom has two stages.
天國呢，神的國度呢，是有兩個階段的。
First stage is the kingdom of preparation.
第一個階段就是國度的預備。
And second stage is the kingdom of realization.
第二个阶段就是国度的实现。
Jesus did tell us the kingdom of God is in our midst.
没错，耶稣基督曾经告诉我们，神的国就在我们当中。
That is referring to the kingdom of preparation. Yes, it is here.
他所指的就是国度的预备，没错，国度就在我们当中。
But he still asked us to pray for the comingOf the kingdom of realization.
但他仍然是教我们祈求神的国降临，这个他所指的国就是国度的实现的降临。
And the realization will come in after the seventh trumpet.
国度呢，将会在第七个号吹了之后才实现。
Now I hope you, brothers and sisters, will understand better. Why even those here, we have to pray together with those prayer.
我希望弟兄姊妹会明白为什么我们每一个主日会在这树上念主祷文。
Lord's prayer is not a pattern of our, for our prayer.
主耶稣基督的主祷文不是我们祈祷一个榜样方式。
We usually say that because we didn't pay attention to the context of the Lord's prayer.
我通常会这样说，因为我们对主祷文里面的内容上下文不是那么留心。
Lord's prayer is in the midst of three chapters, Matthew,5, 6, 7.
主祷文呢是在三课书的中间，马太福音第五章和第六章第七章的书。
And if you know the nature of these three chapters, certainly you will realize this is a particular prayer.
如果你明白到这三课书所讲的内容的时候呢，我们就知道这个是一个特别的祷告。
These three chapters are the constitution of the kingdom of heaven.
这几章的书呢，都是讲到天国的宪章。
And in the midst of a constitution, we find a prayer that is a prayer, that is a kingdom prayer.
在这个天国的宪章当中呢，我们发觉到有这个的祈祷文，这个就是国度的祈祷文。
In the prayer, if you study carefully, you will find out nothing else. First part, but for the coming of kingdom.
在这个祈祷文里面呢，我们发觉到第一部分呢，就讲到国度的降临。
First is hallowed be thy name. What that means?
首先讲到尊人都尊你的名为圣，是乜嘢意思呢？
We want God's name will be separate from any kind of false god.
我哋想神嘅名呢，喺众偶像嘅名、众神像嘅名之中呢，系分别出嚟。
We want God's name will be honored, the only name, the only boss in the universe.
我哋愿神嘅名呢，就喺呢个世界、呢个宇宙之中，只有佢嘅名先至被尊为圣。
Now.When this kind of situation will come into us.
这个这样的情况几时才会实现呢？
Only when Lord's kingdom is here.
只有主的国度在这个时候才会实现。
Then all the idols will be done away, all the names as God or Lord will be done away, and our Lord will be Lord, will the only Lord in the universe.
所有其他的偶像、其他的主、其他的神都会被除去，只有我们神的名才被尊为圣。
Although his believers will be lords or kings, but he will be lord of lords and king of kings.
虽然我们的信徒都是叫做君或者王，但是我们的主只是他成为万王之王、万主之主。
Second sentence, thy kingdom come. Now this is clear enough, needs no explanation.
第二句就讲到愿你的国降临，就好清楚，唔需要点样解释啦。
Third sentence, Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
第三句话， 愿你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。
When will be that way?
这样是几时才会成就呢？
Now on the earth, full of human idea and even Satan's idea.
这个世界上面现在充满人类的思想，甚至撒旦的诡计。
Not only human society, even in church.Many churches full of human idea. God's will is not in them.
不单是在社会，甚至在教会里面，也充满了人的意念，没有神的旨意在当中。
We are asking God's will be done on earth as it is done in heaven.
我们所祈求就是神的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。
When will that be?
这样是何时才会成就呢？
Only when his kingdom comes, then God's will be done on earth.As it is in heaven.
只有当他的国度在地上的时候呢，他的旨意就会行在地上，如同行在天上。
For some of our brothers do not know the nature of those prayer, so I go in a little detail.
我咁样解释啦，因为当中咧弟兄姊妹或者唔明白到主祷文里面嘅内容。
You know, such kind of prayer is very serious one.
一个咁样嘅祈祷系一个非常之严重嘅祈祷。
Why?
点解呢？
Because now, the king of...